Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are now concluding the Siyata Dishmaya, our shir on the topic of Chazakat Ahashta and Kishas Mitziyasan. And I hope that you heard the first three shiurim. And now we are going to conclude by explaining our sugya here in Kiddushin on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that a man was Mekadesh a woman with Zavda Deordi, and we are Mesupik if it's worth a Shavu Pruta or not. And the Gemara says that if it's worth a Shavu Pruta, then we assume it was worth a Shavu Pruta when he gave it to her. And it's not worth a Shavu Pruta. So then, at best, like the Gemara says, we are Chosh Hashem a Shavu Pruta b'madai, and she's Mekadesh as Misafik. But if not for the Din of Shmuel of Shem a Shavu Pruta b'madai, if it was worth a Shavu Pruta now, it would be worth a Shavu Pruta before. And if it wasn't worth a Shavu Pruta now, then before, it's also not worth a Shavu Pruta, and she's Vadei Eina Mekadesh. And if it was worth a Shavu Pruta now, then we say it was worth a Shavu Pruta before, and she's Vada Yes Mekudeshes. So we had a lot of Hakdamas, Baruch Hashem, to build upon, and now we're going to explain our sugya. The Avnei Miluim in Siman Lamed Aleph, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, and the Ktzos in Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, Siv Katan Aleph, and the Reish Chav Zayin, Siv Katan Zayin, they ask, and what the Torah writes in the name of the Ramah, who says that we judge now, based on what it's worth now, that so it was when he gives her something, that so it was worth b'shas hakiddushin. From that, the Ramah paskins in Choshen Mishpat Reish Chav Zayin Siftes with respect to fraud, respect to onah, that if the me'ana said that the shahr changed, and b'shas hamekach there was not onah, and the mis'ana says the shahr didn't change, and b'shas hamekach there was onah, who has to bring a raya? The mis'ana, the one who was defrauded. Why? Because derech hasharim lishtanos, as makor as a mordechi k'subasef perka made in the name of Avigdor Kohen Ha'isha. So you see, gabe sharim, since there are suyim lishtanos, we don't go basar hashta. We don't say, just because the price is a certain way now, it was like that before. No! We know that prices change. There's a fluctuation in the market, if I may use a term that I learned when I was taking business in college, which obviously never happened because I didn't even spend 15 seconds, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, in college. Not that I'm saying that it's usher to go to college. Anything wrong with going to college, because this year is being listened to by millions of people on YU Torah. And YU, the U stands for college. The word college starts with a U. So I'm not really commenting on that at all. Plus it says on the website, it says that this does not reflect in any way the opinions by the speakers don't reflect the opinions of Yeshiva University and Reitz and Yeshiva College and Stern College and Wurzweiler and any of the schools. So nothing I'm saying represents anything. All it represents is a pshat, possibly in a Gemara and Maseches Kedushin and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So we see from here, back to our show, sweetest friends, that Gabe Sha'arim, with respect to the market price, we assume that it changes and we don't go Basar Hashta. So why then, frekt the Ktzos and the Avnei Miluim, why then, by Shavu Pruta B'Kedushin, we do go Basar Hashta, say it changed. Say now it's worth one thing and before it was worth different. Look at the Nesivus and Sif Katan Ches. And we could also ask from the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara says, Yachol Makish. Erechin Ladam. We know Erechin is there's a set rate for every person, depending on the age. And Damim is what he would be sold as an Eved, how much money he'd be sold, taken for as an Eved. So you can give that to the base of Mikdash, Erki Alai, Dumei Alai. So I might think that Erechin are like Damim, Shitin, Kishas, Hanasina. Rashi says that with Damim, Pshita landiyav kishas nesina. Damim, when he says a certain amount, he's giving bishas kishas nesina, not kishas neder. Because if he says, if he's giving nesina, if he's giving damim, he's like we assess him like an eved that's nimkor b'shuk. And if he said dmei alai b'tishrei, and then Nisan, he comes before the Beis Din, Who knows what he was worth b'shas when he made the nether? So he gives kishas nesin and not kishas nether. Fractosis. My svaru is that. What's the svaru here in Rashi? Why should we say that then he was worth more than he's worth now? Look in the Or Gadol to the Mishnayos and Erchon, who explains Tosfos. But what's pshat in Rashi? Why in Rashi? Why does Rashi? Why is he afraid that there's a difference between the price in Nisan than there was in Tishrei? The answer is that Rashi holds, like the Rama, that Derech Hasharim Lishtanos. That's why you assume there's a different price. Why? By Kedushin, you go Basar Hashta. So the answer may be that this svar of Derech Hasharim Lishtanos, that the market rate changes, means that since the value of the object is liable to change from time to time, there's no chazaka dahasht at all. And not because of the chazaka sui lishtanos, which might not be a chazaka. That if you have a chazaka that's liable to change, it's not a chazaka. No. The whole essence of the value of the object is not a darbar shel keva. The shivu is olav yored the whole time. So it's not called a shinui. It's not pshat chazak asui lishtanos. It's not a chazak in the first place. It's constantly changing. It's constantly fluctuating. Umimela. You can't be done about a different time from this time. What it is now doesn't tell us anything about a different time. Constantly changing, that's the nature of market prices. Up, down, and all around. So Mimela, there's no keva here. Derech Hasharim Lishtanos. Well, the fiza would appear that this only applies to Suffolk Shibri Mama. That there's no Suffolk in the essence of the object, just how much it's worth. And the changing of the market price, since it's always changing, that's something that can't be set. Doesn't have a set market price. So when we're talking about prices, that's when you say this inyan of Derech Hasharim Lishtanos. When you're not talking about the essence of the object, you're talking about the price of the object. But, and this is critical, in the suffix of whether or not it was Shavah Pruta B'Shas HaKedushin, the suffix is not about the value of the object alone, but rather, hold on tight, the essence of the object, meaning, is the object mammon, or is the object not mammon? Dun, 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 dun. We know, as many Achronim say, and as Chaim Shmulevitz talks about in the Shai Chaim and Simon Aleph Os Gimel, that Pachas Mishava Pruta is lav mammon. It's not money. So if you're looking at this object and you're trying to determine is it worth the Shavah Pruta or not, you're not only trying to see how much it's worth, what its value is, but you want to see, is this an object? Is this mammon? There we can say kedahashta. And we don't care about the fact that sharem asuyim lishtanos, that the market rate fluctuates and changes. Because sof, the nidon here is the shinui in muhus hachevetz. Shinui muhus hachevetz, you don't assume that it changed. If that's the way it is now, And that's the way it was before. Chazaka dahashta. What is the essence of this object? Is it mammon or is it not mammon? If that's the nidun, you can say chazaka dahashta. I, prices change. Yeah, but that's not the ikar nidun here. The ikar nidun is it an object or is it not an object? Is it mammon or is it not mammon? There you say chazaka dahashta. When sha'arim asuyim lishtanos, that's a different story. That's, you're talking about price, a little bit more expensive, less expensive. But you're not talking about the mahus of the chayfetz. And kidmus svarazu, we can find in the kasha of the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph Perek Beis, Bakanta kasha, an ilan, that we're not sure if it's 3 years old or not. It has a din of suffik orala and it's mutter in chutz laretz. Why? Why don't we mam it al cheskas katnus and say that it's not yet three? And the chazak of the ilan that it's less than three is mahani le peirosav, works for the peiros, and therefore it's not suffik orala. According to what the Shemaitza learns there, where there's a chazak, it's not called a suffik. Just like we find b'cheskas kadnas, we're mesubik katan or not, we're mesubik bentes or not, we're mamed on the chazaka. Tosis yivam is samaches. So it seems that there's a chiluk between suffik shanim, suffik bentes, suffik katan, suffik gadol, and ilan, whether it's three or not. Because gabe suffik shanim and suffik bentes, the suffik is b'muhus hagavra. Are you a gadol or a katan? Suffik ben tes, 9 years old or not. Are you a bar bia or not a bar bia? Before tes, isn't a bia, is not a bia. After tes, the bia is a bia. There you have a chazaka de meikara that tells you that it didn't change. Mash, because there you're talking about the mahus. And we say the mahus agavra hasn't changed. Mashen ken gabe suffik of an ilan, how old it is. Not a suffik the mahusa ilan. An ilan that's 3 years old, an ilan that's 4 years old, is the same ilan. And the whole suffik is how old? The gabe the peiros. Are they asim yishum orla or not? So in such an instance, we're not being done cheskas katnas to meikara. With cheskas katnas to meikar, we find in other instances the gabei mehus. So you see this chiluk, this svara, to be mechalik between mehus, between what and how much. What is it? Mashu mahuti. Is it an object or is it not an object? Is it a gadol or a katan? Ze mahut. And how old? It's a different story. So by the tree, three or four, there you don't hold a chazaka to meikar. Not a different mahut, a three-year-old tree and a four-year-old tree. It's the nafka mina, like Abbe the pears. And when yaneinu, when you're talking about the derech hasharim lishtanos, so how much? When you're talking about how much, that's always changing. But when you want to be done a chazaka dahashta, you can be done a chazaka dahashta. If you have a shinui in the gavra, if you're dunning in the mahus hagavra, excuse me, the mahus of the chayfetz. If you're dunning in the mahus of the chayfetz, is it mammon or is it not mammon? If it's mammon now, then it was mammon before. There, you're dunning chazaka dahash. Again, this example that we gave is just using the svara. The svara that we make a chiluk between how much, how old, an essence. So there we made a chiluk between a tree, which is we're only trying to determine how old it is, and there we're not done a chazaka de meikara, whereas we're talking about a chinui in essence, whether it's a gadol or a katan or a bar bia or not bar bia, that's a change in essence. And there we are done a chazaka de meikara. And here we're making the same type of chiluk. But the chiluk here is when we're talking about how much the object is worth, we say it can go up and down, it can fluctuate. We're talking about whether or not it's an object, that's a different story. There we're talking about essence. And by essence, we are done chazaka d'hashta. According to this, we can explain our sugya based on the yesod of the Tosas Rid that we learned in the previous sugya. And that is that we're not coming midin chazaka d'hashta. We're coming from the klal ha-mechudosh of kishas mitziyasim. Like we said in the previous shir, from the Shmaitzah, Shmaitzah Gimel Perek Vav, that kol atum is kishas mitziyasim. Is a klal mechudosh min ha-Torah. And it's noig b'chol ha-Torah kula, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. And it's not midin chazaka d'hashta. It's a different story. It's mitar even b'rishus harabim. It's mitar even b'rishus hayochid. It's mitam even b'rishus harabim. Works even k'neged chazaka d'meikara. So this sugya of Kedushin Yod Beis is coming from Kshas Mitziyasin. That's the Nida. And what do we say about Kshas Mitziyasin in the previous shir? We saw that the difference between Kshas Mitziyasin that when do we say Kshas Mitziyasin? We say Kshas Mitziyasin only when we're dealing with Mitzias, not with Maisa. We're dealing with Maisa, we don't say Shas Mitzias. We're dealing with Mitzias, we say Shas Mitzias. We're dealing with the Mitzias of, if you remember from the previous year, the Mitzias of the Mace is Mitame. We say, just like you found the dead now, is dead before also. What's Mitaher a Machat? When it breaks, when a matlis is scorched, the mitzis. So we say kishas mitziyasin. However you found it out, you assume it was like that before. And we're mechalik between that and simanei bagris and nida. Where there the nidon is the maisa. And there we don't say when did the simanei bagris come? When was there the latest of simanim? When was there the maisa of riyas adam? That was the chiluk of the Tosas Rid. So in our sugi, we're not coming mitzad chazaka d'hashta, we're coming mitzad shas mitziyasin. That since the suffix is there a shava pruta? The suffix is be'etzem husa chayfetz. Does it have Torah's mammon, or does it not have Torah's mammon? There we can be done in shas mitziyasin. And we can say that the very chayfetz that's in front of me now was also there beforehand. That if we find the Shava Pruta, we say that this Mammon was also Mammon before. And if we find that it's not a Shava Pruta, then we say that since we find that it's not Mammon now, we say it wasn't Mammon before either. And we have no Suffolk. Remember, Shastri says, don't even have a Suffolk. No Amalek. Shastri doesn't like the stories of Amalek. Amalek is Mashu Suffolk. No Amalek. No Suffolk at all. And according to that, it's gur gevaldik. That even if you don't hold of chazaka d'hashta, but our sugya is still very logical. It still makes sense. Because we had asked in the first year, 273 years, 6 months, 5 days, 2 hours and 7 minutes ago, we asked, I understand. Some hold there is no such thing as chazaka d'hashta. And if there is no such thing as chazaka d'hashta, then how can we talk here about a chazaka d'hashta? Tosas in Kedushin Ayin Tes. No such thing as Chilas Dasha. And even Rav, who says that if you found her a Bogeris now, you assume she was a Bogeris in the morning. That's only because the Semanim usually come in the morning. So you don't have to hold of Chazaka Dehashta for Asuya. So even if you say, like Tosis wants to claim, that there is no such thing as Chazaka Dehashta, that we don't follow Chazaka Dehashta, and we said, even if you do all of Chazaka Dehashta, why is she Vale Mikudeshes? What about her Cheskas Pnuya? Which is better than a Chazaka Dehashta. As the Atzmus Yosef in the Makna say in Ayin Tes Samad Aleph in the Beit Shmuel and Simen Lamed Zayin Sif Kotten Gimel. So go bust the Chazaka Dehashta, go bust the Cheskas Pnuya. So either we have a Tosis that says you don't hold of Chazaka Dehashta, or we have other shitas that say maybe there is a Chazaka Dehashta, but a Cheskas Pnuya beats it. So what's our sugi saying that she's Vadei Mikudesh is for? Answer is, look in the sugi, you're not going to see the words Chazaka Dehashta. Because our sugi ret nisht wegen Chazaka Dehashta. That's not what it's talking about. Our sugi is talking about Geshas Mitziyosan. And therefore, it's not a kashim until sign test. And because it's not Chazaka Dehashta. And it also is very good that we don't have to follow the Cheskas Pnuya. Because what does Chazak, what does Shas Mitziyasin tell us? Shas Mitziyasin tells us, don't even have a suffix. And that works against Chazak de Meikara. Tells you not even to be mistopic in the first place. We should all be zochem yitz Hashem. Lil modu lelamed lishmar b'las. The kaim is called divrei salma toras v'yahava. We learned Baruch Hashem a number of very chashiv yisodos in the shir. We saw that it's a chazak if we follow chazaka dehashta or not. So we saw machokas if we follow chazaka dehashta or not. We saw in the first shir a big yisod based on the Maharit that since chazaka is only hanhaga, even if midrabanan you're not going to follow that chazaka. That means even midoraisa there's no chazaka because you don't have that hanhaga. And we saw the difference between Shas Mitziyasan and other cases that Shas Mitziyasan means that you don't even have room to be mistapik, and that's when you're looking at the Mitzias. The Mitzias is like this, but when you're done on a Maisa, like for example by Nida and by Simani Bagris, that is different than Shas Mitziyasan, and therefore you don't say that the way you found it now was the way it was all along. You only say that if it's a Mitzias, but not in a Maisa. And in Simani Bagris, we're only done not on the Simanim that you see now, you necessarily saw before, but we're concerned, we're wondering when there was Leidas HaSimanim, and finding them is just a Hochacha, and that's different than Shas Mitziyasin. And we saw the Yisod that less than a Shavapruta is not even called Mammon. So in our sugya, the diyun is it considered mammon or is it not considered mammon? And therefore, since that's the diyun, we say kishas mitziyasa. It's a suffik be'etzem uhuso shalach hefetz. Does it have taurus mammon or not? And therefore, we're not concerned with changing prices. Changing prices is when you're in the world of how much. Of how much, more or less. So you say it changes. Either we can say that it's because of Chazaka Suya Lishtanos, it's constantly changing, or no. It's just there's no Chazaka to start with. That's the nature. The nature is that it's constantly changing. That's when you're talking about how much. When you're talking about the object, Memahuso, so that's not something that changes. That's a suffix b'mehusa chayfetz, and there it's kishas mitziyasan, and we don't care about derech hasharim lishtanos because we're not even mesupik, and that's why in our Gemara, now we understand one line of Gemara. In our case, and also in the case of Avna the Kuchla, the reason there's Vadai Kedushin, if now you found it to be a Shava Pruta in one sentence, is because of Shas Mitziyasin, because of the Mishnayos and Taris. That the way you found the object now, since you're dealing with the essence of the object, you're not concerned with changing rates. Only if you're talking about an object that's already an object, that's already Mammon, then you can talk about changing rates. But here we want to see if it's a Shava Pruta or not. Is it Mammon or not? And in Mela, it doesn't concern us that the rates change. If you say Kishas Mitzias, and this is the Mitzias, this is the Mahus of the Chayfetz now, this is also the Mahus of the Chayfetz before. We should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem, Lil Modu Lelamed, Lishmor Belasu, the time is called Libre Samatarasu Vyahava, Amen Vyamein, Shalom Shalom, Svidis, Mas Belamed, friend.